Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. This is the week of Thanksgiving. This broadcast is going over the airwaves on November 23rd, Saturday, the week of Thanksgiving, which will be on the 27th this year. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. And then we go on in further into the Christmas season. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. That's Psalm 97 there, and that was verses 1 through verse 7. And then I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Blessed be his holy name. Welcome to the broadcast. Again, my name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Happy Thanksgiving out there to everybody who's listening. How do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways. Go to our website, go to the home page, tbhm.org. Put that into your browser, tbhm.org. And from there at the bottom of the homepage, and as soon as you type in tbhm.org, it'll also take you to touchedbyhim.org. Just go to the bottom of the page there. You'll see our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can go to our phone tab, click on that, and this is how you can contact us by telephone, 970-314-4077. Again, that's 970-314-4077. People reach out to us and contact us by phone. If you're calling for prayer, hey, leave your prayer request there. You know, if you get voicemail, don't be discouraged. Leave your prayer request there on the voice message. And if you need us to get back in contact with you, or you want us to, you want to talk with somebody, call us back and we'll get back in contact with you, and we'll stay at it. In this day of phone tag, we'll stay at it until we do connect. And also, you can email us. I encourage everybody to use that. praywithme@tbhm.org. Email us, people. Send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. There's such a healing move of God going on right now. You know, recently I gave messages starting at the end of June, the 1st of July, about the the believer's authority that you have. You know, all authority has been given unto Jesus, both in heaven and in earth, and to all believers he turns around and gives it to you. And you can use his authority into your circumstance, into your situation, and that includes your health and your healing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for your transgressions, believer. He was bruised for your iniquity. The punishment for your peace was upon him. He took it upon himself. And with his stripes, that beating that he took for you at the whipping post, you are healed. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. And I don't care what it is. Everything's happening. Everything's open right now for health and healing. You hear my voice coming out of that device that you're listening to this broadcast on, whether it be over the internet or whether it be over the radio. Just put your hand on the speaker. Hold up your smartphone. Hold up your computer, your tablet, whatever. Hold it up and receive it. Make that your point of contact as this healing power goes out. Nothing's impossible with God. Every name that is named must bow its name to the name of Jesus. That includes every sickness and every disease that has a name. Any mental disorders that have names must bow their knee to the name of Jesus. There is no weapon that's formed against you that can prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. You have a heritage as a servant of the Lord, and you have the authority that he purchased for you at the cross to receive your healing. So from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be thou made whole right now physically in the name of Jesus. He carried away all of your sickness and all of your pain on the cross. He was the scapegoat. Have that pain just be released from your body right now. The deaf hear. For those of you who are suffering from deafness in your ears, older people especially, young people, matters not. The lame see, the blind walk, the deaf hear. Have deaf ears opening up right now over this broadcast. Receive your healing and then let us know about it. You know, contact us by email. Pray with me at TBHM. That's short for Touched by Him Ministries. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Send in your prayer request. Send in your healing testimonies. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. What a good God we serve. Make sure that you understand that we only lease or rent 30 minutes of airtime on the radio. So if you're listening to us over the radio, always remember this, that you can go to the media page. Our airtime is limited to 30 minutes on the radio, but you can always go to the website and hear a message in its entirety. On the media page, you'll find the radio week of 11/23/2025. Click on it and listen to it. Those of you who are passing through on the interstate, listening over the radio, go to our website, tbhm.org. Go there and go to the media page and listen to the broadcast. You can stream it while you're going down the road. Any time of the day or night, you can re-listen to it. It's based on God's word. There's a lot of word in every message that I give. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you can go and get that and feed your spirit man on a regular basis. Also, on the homepage, you can find out all of our contact information. Look through all the pages there. Last week, I briefly touched on a page I really don't talk that much about, but we do have emergency stores to give you sources of, for food and power, those kinds of things that you can get for yourself. Now, we don't make any money. If you purchase from any of these places, we are not compensated in any way. We're just giving you sources of where you can go for it. But, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name. This is Jesus talking. This is Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, saying, I am Christ, and many come and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And all these things are the beginning of sorrow. So we believe here at Touched by Him Ministries that it's wisdom to be prepared for unexpected interruptions in our normal food supplies, water supplies, fuel fuel sources for lighting, heating and cooking, medicine, available cash, you know, to operate and transact with in the event of a catastrophic bank failure, similar or greater to what happened to many in the USA during the years of the Great Depression. Think about it. Think on it. Look how our government shut down and people who work for the government have got, had to go without salary, all because of it trying to make a political point. But hey, you know, be prepared for all of that. God has a plan for you and develop that plan. Get at least a 30-day plan to get along without conveniences currently taken for granted now in our everyday life. You know, stuff can be interrupted. So get ready and go with it, you know. Joseph himself prepared the whole world to survive a 7-year famine. You can certainly prepare for a minimum of 30 days. So, you know, get to it. Go check out those particular links there and find out and study up on it a little bit. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Also, if we've been a blessing to you, you can always support us financially. We encourage you to do that because, you know, we continuously and constantly have opportunity to expand the ministry in all these different ways. And it's through your support that we can do it. And, you know, as you give, expect a return because prosperity will start to follow you. I'm going to be dealing with that more so, how to use your faith in that area in these next several weeks. So stay tuned to the broadcast here. Anyway, so you know, when you sow your seed, expect a return. God will measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When you sow your seed and start trusting God with your money, he opens up the windows of heaven. He pours out such blessing that there's not room enough to contain it. And as a believer, you are blessed, which means empowered to prosper in every area of your life. And that area also includes your finances. So get with God. God's not a man that he can lie. And as you sow your seed into this victory, into this ministry, prepare for victory because here comes your harvest. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So anyway, this week, if you missed last week's message, I did start off with a teaching on the faith that God give us, mountain moving faith, and how every believer has the God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I went over it in Romans 2:3. I referred to Ephesians 2:8, where it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God. So then, faith comes by hearing." This is Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then the clincher to all this in a repeat is 2 Corinthians 4:13, where it says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak." You know, I went over that key scripture verse with Mark 11, verses 23 and going forward, and explained how you have the God kind of faith. Not in my words, that's Jesus talking there. That's the correct Greek translation of the New Testament. You have the God kind of faith. You were created in his image, and you can speak to your mountains, "Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea." If you don't doubt in your heart, but believe the things which you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. And then with also included with that is forgiveness. You can't have aught against any. So if you have aught against any, how can your Father God in heaven forgive you? So he said, "I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say." You know, and going forward with that, also, and when you stand praying and you pray those prayers, when you speak to your mountains, if you have aught against any, forgive, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And that impacts your faith, people. So don't let it forgive them. Let it go and go forward, because there is a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And you are a mountain mover with your faith. So now, You're not trying to get faith. We're not praying for it because you have it. You are now born again. You have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth Jesus is Lord. And from this verse, you can readily see that this is the same spirit of faith that Jesus is talking about. I'm referring back to 2 Corinthians 4:13, because he said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. So now this message this week, we're talking about the growing of your faith. So every believer already has a measure of the God kind of faith. God gets everybody started off the same way. He doesn't give one more faith than another. He gives to every man the measure of faith, Romans 12:3. Then your faith grows according to what you do with it. A lot of people have done with their faith what the fellow in the Bible did with one talent. Refer to Matthew 25:25. They've just wrapped up their faith in a napkin and hid it, and they haven't used it. It's up to you what you do with the measure of faith God has given you. So the second thought here today is that this measure of faith that you have been given of God is the God kind of faith. You can increase it, but you're the one who does it, not God. Certainly God furnishes the means whereby faith can be increased, but this measure of faith is increased by you doing two things: feeding it on the Word of God and exercising it or putting it into practice. It's like the name with this ministry, Touched by Him Ministries. The woman with the issue of blood who had worked and spent her entire fortune and was none the better said, if Jesus would just come by, and if I could touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. When the opportunity presented itself to her, she reached out in faith. Jesus was being thronged by multiple people all around him everywhere as he went. But when she touched the hem of his garment by faith, acting on her what she claimed she was going to do, she drew her faith, made connection with him. That dunamis healing power was drawn out of him. He stopped and he said, whoa, who touched me? You know, because he felt the power get drawn out of him. The faith that woman had made her whole, and she went away in with her victory. Matthew 4:4, and I stated this last week or the week before, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus is using a natural human idea to convey a spiritual thought. He's saying to us that what bread or food is to the body, the word of God is to the spirit, to the heart of man. You know that if you eat good food regularly, it will build you up physically. But even if you eat right but don't exercise, all you do is get flabby and out of shape. In much the same way, you need to feed your faith on God's word. But you also need to exercise your faith, because if you don't, your faith muscles will be flabby. They won't be able to do much spiritually in the way of moving mountains in your life. And I've seen people who were big people, yet they could hardly lift any weight at all. They hadn't used their muscles. Then I've seen little people, little fellows that come along and lift weights over their head that a big fellow couldn't even get off the ground. So what made the difference? Was it size? No, because the one fellow was so much bigger than the other fellow, but he hadn't used his muscles. That's what made the difference. The big fellow fed his body, but he hadn't exercised it. You can feed your spirit and feed your faith, because God's word is faith food, but you also need to exercise your faith in order to develop it and cause it to grow. Romans 10:8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now that's Romans 10:8. Paul called this message that he preached the word of faith. He calls the word of God the word of faith, because the word will cause faith to come into your heart. That's Romans 10:17. God's word will build assurance, confidence, faith in your spirit or heart, then you're to exercise that faith. So we know that the measure of faith you've received can be increased by doing two things: by feeding it on God's word and putting it into practice, or exercising it every day. And faith is measurable. You know, you either have faith or you don't have it, and that's the truth. In other words, you can't have more or less faith. You couldn't have more or less faith, but that's not exactly true. You can have more or less faith. You're given the same measure of faith, but with what you do with it shapes the size of it, its strength. Remember, it's up to you what you do with the measure of faith God has given you. Your faith can grow. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3 says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly." So God is saying faith can grow. Well, since faith can grow, then it can be great or small, or more or less. And so let's look at some other statements here Jesus made about faith. Luke 12 and 28. "If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Matthew 6:30. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Then Matthew 14:22-31. "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out of fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And in these verses, Jesus is speaking about little faith. He said to Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? In Matthew chapter 8, Jesus commended the faith of the centurion who came into him on behalf of his servant. Jesus said the centurion had great faith. Matthew 8, 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. That when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, in verse 13, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. So Jesus said to the disciples about the centurion, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. That's verse 10. So in these verses, Jesus speaks to one man that he had great faith, and to another man that he had little faith. We can see from these verses that a person's life can be little or great. Jesus said it could. Now, notice that in Romans 4:19, the word of God speaks of weak faith. Romans 4:19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The very next verse speaks of strong faith. Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. From these verses, we can conclude that since faith can be weak or strong, or if faith can be little or great, then it can be less or more. Faith is measurable. We already mentioned that the Bible talks about growing faith. Then James 2:5 mentions rich faith. James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? Acts 6:5 says Stephen was full of faith, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they say, Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Well, if you could be full of faith, you can be half full of faith too. If a glass of water is full of water, by the same token, it can be half full of water or even a third full of water. James 2:22 speaks of a perfect faith. Seest thou how faith wrought with this perfect, let me start again. Seekest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. 1 Timothy 1:5 speaks of unfeigned faith, or faith that is genuine and sincere. 1 Timothy 1:5, now the end of the commandment is charity, which is love, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. 1 Timothy 1:19 speaks of the shipwrecked faith, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Also, 1 John 5:4 speaks of overcoming faith. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And as I said before, the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. That's Matthew 18:16. But I gave you more than 10 witnesses in these last scriptures, and all of these verses will prove to you that faith is measurable. Your faith should constantly be growing. We know that the measure of faith every believer has can be increased. Your measure of faith can be increased by feeding it on the Word of God and by exercising it, or by putting it into practice. An old English believer and preacher, George Mueller, founder of an orphanage in Bristol, England, years ago, was a man of faith. And the orphanage he founded was just strictly a faith project. He didn't have any church because he wasn't pastoring, so he couldn't take up any offerings to help support these orphan children. Eventually, Reverend Mueller wound up with as many as 2,500 orphans in his home for children. He was solely responsible to believe God for the food, clothing, to feed and clothe 2,500 children. And also, he had to believe God for the money to build the buildings to house 2,500 children, plus the money to pay the attendance, salaries, and for the upkeep of the orphanage property. Reverend Mueller didn't have a mailing list to let people know what he was doing, so he could ask for some help. And there was no radios in those days. He had no way to publish information about his orphanage in order to solicit prayers and financial support. The news about what he was doing would get out by word of mouth, but Reverend Mueller simply had to believe God for the money to run his orphanage. And in his lifetime, he prayed in $7,500,000. And that doesn't sound too big in these days of inflation, but that was a lot of money in those days. And that would probably be like 30 or 35 million, be more than that. It would be more like $300 million today. When he was 93 years old, Mueller wrote these words in his final journal. When I first started praying and believing God, in other words, exercising or using his measure of faith, it took all the faith I had to believe God for one American dollar. But after feeding and exercising my faith daily for 50 years, I could believe God for $1 million just as easily as I could for $1 50 years before. So Reverend Mueller said, I always begin the day by feeding on God's word, not just reading it. Before he ever ate breakfast, before he ever fed his body, he fed his spirit man, his spirit man, on God's words. You know, Smith Wigglesworth was another English preacher, was also a man of great faith, and he always carried his Bible or his New Testament with him. He said, I never consider myself thoroughly dressed unless I had my Bible or my Testament in my pocket. And he would have just as soon gone out without his shoes on as be without his Bible. You know, in his day, a traveling minister, Wigglesworth stayed in a lot of people's homes as he traveled all over the world. And many people have said that after every meal, even if he was in a restaurant or a cafe, Wigglesworth would always push back from the table, get out his Testament, and say, well, we fed the body, now let's feed the inward man. And he'd start feeding and start reading, and he'd read something about faith and usually wind up giving a little faith message. So there you have it, people. There's many ways to go with God. God demands faith of us as believers. The Bible says he does in Hebrews 11 and 6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If God demanded that we have faith when it's impossible for us to have faith, we'd have a right to challenge his justice. But if he places in our hands the means whereby faith can be produced, then the responsibility is ours whether or not we have faith. We read that George Mueller, at 93 years old of age, could exercise his faith and believe God for $1 million after 50 years as easily as he could for $1 earlier in his ministry. Mueller had what Smith Wigglesworth called an ever-increasing faith. He had the what the Apostle Paul called exceedingly growing faith. That's 2 Thessalonians 1:3. In other words, he started out with the same measure of faith every believer starts with, but his faith grew and moved mountains. So here you are, believers, start where you are. The trouble for a lot of people is they want to start out at the $1 million mark, and because that doesn't work for them, they give up on faith. No, you've got to start out where you are. Nobody climbs a ladder starting at the top rung. You've got to start on the bottom rung and climb up if you're going to climb the ladder. That's the thing that defeats a lot of people. They try to believe beyond their measure of faith. And just because someone has fed more on God's word and has exercised their faith is not a sign that God gave them more faith than he gave someone else. No, the person who fed on the word and exercised his faith had the same measure of faith to begin with as others had, but he fed his faith and exercised it, and his faith grew. And then he could believe God for more. Everybody said, I believe I'll start where Mueller was in his faith. Well, Mueller didn't start there. He started for believing for a dollar. He got there at 93 years of age. He started back on the bottom rung. He started on the $1 rung and kept climbing until he got to the $1 million mark. You know, it's true. I can remember it in my own life. You could believe God for 10 cents. You could believe God for $10,000. You know, I'll tell you, and the older you get, the easier it is. God is a man of his word. And when you learn to use your faith and that you can exercise and increase your faith, and there is no limit to what you can do. So get ready and go forward. Don't let God be one of those who marvels at you because of your unbelief. According to your faith, be it unto you. That's Matthew 9 and 29. That's what he said to the centurion. And it's just like with the woman with the issue of blood. She said she tried everything that the world had to offer and was none the better. She spent her entire fortune and was none the better. But she did say this in her faith, believing that. She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And as her opportunity presented itself, as Jesus came walking by, she threw off that cloak that protected her in public and allowed her to go into public, exposing what her issue was, what her problem was. She reached out and touched the hem of his garment. She pulled that dunamis healing power right out of Jesus himself by acting on her faith, and she was made whole. At that moment, Jesus stopped. He felt it. He knew it. He asked, "Who touched me?" She came forward and said, "It was I, Lord, that touched me," even though, you know, multiple dozens of people were reaching out and touching the Lord all the time. When she touched him in faith because she had acted on it, and it was her faith that made her whole. So you can do the same. According to your faith, be it unto you. And so start developing your faith life, people. Keep going forward with it. God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He's no respecter of persons. What he did for anybody, he'll do for you. You don't have any worries. All you need is faith in God. So let's go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, and forever keep your faith on the increase. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe. And that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and glorified.